Your organic search is over. Here's Naturally Savvy with health experts Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis.
I'm Lisa Davis along with Andrea Donsky, and we're so glad to have Derek Lynn on the program. And we're going to be talking about something called, well, this is his book, actually, The Tao of Happiness, Stories from Chuang Tzu for Your Spiritual Journey. Hello, Derek. Welcome to Naturally Savvy.
Greetings, one and all. I'm very happy to be here.
Derek, it's so nice to have you on. You know, I think we've all heard this word Tao, but what does that mean? And then jump into what the Tao of Happiness looks at.
Of course. Tao is the Chinese character for the path or the way. It can be used in a variety of contexts. It can be the Tao of the universe, the way of the universe, the way of reality, the way of existence. Therefore, the Tao of Happiness is all about the way that we can attain true happiness through the wisdom of the Tao.
This is very interesting. So you decided to write a book. Tell us a little bit about your journey getting to where you wanted to write a book.
This is the fifth or sixth book out there. I began more than 20 years ago, seeking a spiritual path like so many people. And I found something that works that is not necessarily aligned with any particular religious path, but is compatible with all paths. So that appealed to me greatly. And also the practical considerations, the practical aspect of it, that the idea in the original teaching has always been that doesn't matter how great the philosophy sounds, if you cannot apply it to life, then it is not of great value, sort of like, you know, health advice. So,
that's interesting.
I think, you know, in the West, we tend to think of the Tao as something that's more divorced from the day-to-day, everyday realities, down-to-earth sort of thing, that it's all spiritual and metaphysical and so forth. But the original teaching is actually very down-to-earth.
You know, in the title, I mentioned that these are stories from Chuang Tzu, and I understand, I hope I'm saying that okay. I understand that it's important because in Chinese culture, this really looks at his philosophy on life and death. So talk to us about that philosophy and also how that relates to the Tao of Happiness. And I think it's accepting your own death, or am I correct on that from looking at the book?
Yes, you are very correct. Not only that, but also all aspects of it. There's an entire section devoted to that topic, which I think, you know, many people will find a little bit odd in a book about happiness. Multiple chapters surrounding death. Not only the idea of your own inevitable, the end of your own journey, your own life journey, when you were born, you departed on this grand journey, and at the end of the journey, you have your arrival. So it's not just about yourself. It's also about the fact that as we get into the later decades of our lives, we begin to get news from others that, you know, so-and-so has passed away, perhaps a parent, perhaps a relative, maybe a close friend. Sometimes people depart much earlier than we expect. That comes as a surprise. So dealing with that, grieving for the loss of loved ones. So one of the things that one will say, for instance, is that, well, you know, if this person has lived a life worthy of celebration, we should celebrate the life that this person has lived, sort of like the concept behind a wake. You know, not grieving, but a celebration instead.
Celebration.
And then other aspects, you know, the loss, the transformation that occurs at the end of a lifetime. You know, what is death really? And so I think, you know, overall, as it relates to happiness, if we fully accept and understand the reality of death, then that makes us, that puts us in a position to truly cherish the life that we have right now, this miraculous gift. The gift of our friends, you know, wonderful coworkers, people in our lives, we still have time with them to enjoy this gift of life together. You know, what about that? You know, let's cherish that. Let's let them know how much we appreciate them. So, you know, I think
it's beautiful.
Everything's related.
Which I think is important because it shows appreciation, which I think is great. Derek, do you think that people can turn on or turn off their happiness levels? And if so, how could one? So for people who are listening and saying, you know, generally I'm pretty happy, but I've got my days, or in general, they find that they're not happy, but then they have their moments of happiness. What would you say? Is it something that's innate? Is it something that's learned? Give us a little bit of insight there.
Absolutely. One of the insights from the Tao is that at the higher level of Tao teaching, it's always about the internal. It's always about turning your gaze inward to think about, you know, all the factors within your control, which is the meaning that you assign to external events, your state of mind, your state of emotions, and it's not about external factors. Things that happen in the material world beyond one's control. So we have, I think most of us have a tendency to think to perhaps look to external factors to affect the happiness that we feel. You know, I am down today because my boss was a jerk, or my neighbor playing his music too loud, or, you know, external factors, and we point the blame there. Now, the study of the Tao emphasizes that no matter what it is that happened, and, you know, this philosophy began, when there was a time of warfare, a time of chaos. You know, imagine the way it's probably like the way it must be right now in the Middle East. So if one can find happiness in such difficult circumstance, then certainly we in the West, so blessed, so privileged with our our modern society, our conveniences, we have every reason in the world to be happy.
I agree.
Yeah, that makes so much sense. Yeah, you know, it gets me thinking, what you're saying makes so much sense, yet so many of us still are not happy unless a certain thing happens, or if something bad happens, and we kind of just don't go with the flow and we get so bent out of shape. So are there meditations? Right. Are there certain practices we can do to get more in touch with the Tao and to be able to put that into our lives?
Well, you know, the very basics are still the very best. It's just that we often forget to go back to them. So the simple breath can be an easy habit to get into, that whenever you feel overwhelmed, a great exercise is to mentally detach from what's happening now. All the chaos, all the demands on you, everybody pulling at you in different directions. So just for a moment, and you don't even have to do anything special. You don't have to do anything that other people will consider strange or weird. It's just a matter of controlling yourself internally and centering yourself and recalling that, well, if your mind feels fragmented, all these different pieces in different directions, pull them back into your center, take a deep breath, allow those fragments of your mind to come back in, and each piece that comes back will add to your tranquility and your clarity. So that's something that I would recommend immediately as a quick cure.
Well, thank you so much, Derek. Definitely food for thought, and I think it's really great information, and your book sounds fantastic. So thank you for being on our show today. And if you want to learn more about Derek or get a copy of his book, you can visit his website at DerekLin.com. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone. And I hope you find your Tao of happiness. Stay well.